There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yeah, we love this on a Thursday afternoon. We call it the Tracks of My Travels, and it's that time of the week where we get into a celebrity psyche, into his head, and find out a little bit about their musical mind and also some of their travels as well. And this week, it's a guy who has literally, and I mean literally, rocked all over the world.
Well done.
I'm talking about Francis Rossi, the founding member of Status Quo. Of course, the band appeared at Dubai Opera a few months back, but it wasn't the first time the group had been in town. And this was kind of in the back of my mind. In the mid-80s, I remember Status Quo playing at, where was it, the tennis stadium? Anyway, they had a big gig in Dubai. And whilst they were in Dubai, they actually filmed a music video. That's what I thought, but I had to ask Francis if that was actually true.
Yeah, it did. It's a track, Rolling Home, I believe. Some of the lyrical content of Rolling Home is something to do with the Middle East or some young guy from England going out to work there. And so that was the idea of using it. But it was the very first time I saw Dubai, and I kind of fell in love with the whole Arabic thing. I do love that, something they have. Apart from maybe Dubai now has gotten so modern, that which it had to do, I suppose. So I find Muscat sometimes, I think the Oman is kind of, I love that sort of Arabic thing. I don't know why, the authenticity of it, perhaps, I don't know. And I remember eating, when I first went to Dubai, having Arabic lentil soup with a great piece of lemon in one of them bits of sack in. No, I'm a terrible food person, the entire band is, so every time I get there, I try trying to find, have you got Arabic lentil soup? Yeah. Have you got Arabic lentil soup? It's all about food, I'm afraid.
There's nothing better than Arabic lentil soup, especially if you're not feeling very well. It's my favourite.
And you've got to have that big piece of lemon to go in it as well, haven't you?
Although, is he mistaking it for Lebanese lentil soup?
Possibly, I don't know, but he obviously loved his lentil soup when he came out here. Now, this is the actual song that he was talking about. And I've seen the video in the past. I tried tracking it down on YouTube and I couldn't find it today. But look, literally, you know, they're on a dhow. The traditional dhow, sailing across the creek, singing along to this song, and you know, the typical Status Quo rhythm. And then at the end of it, they all start jumping in with their instruments into the creek. It's really funny. Really funny video. If you can get to find it, check it out. Anyway, so we've got the man himself, Francis Rossi, talking the Tracks of My Travels today. So it's time to get into song number one. Francis, what have you chosen?
If you can find it, it's a song by Johnny and the Hurricanes, which is instrumental with organ, and it's the Red River Rock, which is Red River Valley, an old country song. And it was one of the things that really, really inspired me when I was younger. Let's hope you can find it. We'll be right back.
So
well,
there
I've
it is.
I've never heard that before.
I know, I bet you didn't expect to hear it today as well. It's called the Red River Rock, and it's an instrumental version of a traditional tune called the Red River Valley. And it's, once again, Johnny and the Hurricanes there. It was recorded back in the 1950s, and the saxophone player was the lead singer of the band, as you would expect hearing that. Johnny Paris was his name. So that was an interesting choice, and it's a, what we call kind of a three-chord tune, just three chords in it, and a lot of songs have been built over the years around that three-chord sequence, including a lot of Status Quo songs. I can see why he chose that.
You know, it's not very often we get an instrumental, is it, on Tracks of My Travels?
No,
that's the second time it's ever happened.
Yeah, and it's good to hear it as well. A great choice then from Francis Rossi from Status Quo.
After 2:30, we're doing the new review when it comes to music, and today I was looking at jazz. I want to get some good jazz to play, and I listened to a couple that were just instrumental, and I just couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they were great and everything, but there's just something about me that says, it's got to have words, it's got to have lyrics.
I'm against you on that.
You disagree?
I've got a load of instrumentals right here on my telephone. Yeah, so many.
On me telephone. Yeah. Did you hear that? On me telephone, I've got instrumentals.
Oh, that's what I do. I plug it into my car and I've got all my instrumentals on there. Anyway, Francis Rossi, Status Quo. Give us a little taste of what's your second song going to be?
The guitar sounds on it, the riff on it, it was when guitars and electric basses and drums were starting to come together, so...
Guns N' Roses.
No, I think it's a bit earlier than Guns N' Roses.
Earlier than Guns N' Roses?
Definitely earlier than
together?
That. Yeah, I'd go back to the 60s maybe.
Beatles.
Kind of, you're getting a bit warmer, but not quite.
Beach Boys.
Getting a bit warmer, but not quite. Oh. Indeed, and our celebrity today is the one and only Francis Rossi, one of the founding members of the British band Status Quo, who appeared at Dubai Opera a few months back.
I wonder if anyone went to see him who's listening right now. Let us know if you did on 4001. How was the gig? Did you get along there for that one?
I've seen Status Quo twice. I wasn't able to get to the Dubai Opera gig.
Francis Rossi seems like a thoroughly nice chap.
He does, doesn't he? And I always remember asking Jasper from Dubai Opera, or I think it was you that I asked him actually, saying, can we wear denim for this gig? And he said, double denim if you want. You've got to wear denim when you go along and see Status Quo, haven't you?
Yeah.
But you know, even though they've rocked all over the world and you know they've lived the rock and roll lifestyle, they've also been recognised by no other than the Queen. And Francis told me a little bit about the day that he received the MBE.
Song number 2. I was going to say anything from the Everly Brothers, but probably When Will I Be Loved. Apart from I like the sentiment and the idea that this poor fellow's pining away because he's never been loved. The guitar sounds on it, the riff on it, it was when guitars and electric basses and drums were starting to come together. So When Will I Be Loved, the Everly Brothers.
And I believe you were heavily influenced by them. They were the ones that really inspired you to want a career in music. How did that come about?
Yes. I just saw them on the TV somewhere, I think, and it was acoustic guitars and it was the two-part harmony. And I suggested to my brother that we do that, so we asked our parents to get us guitars for Christmas. Unbeknownst to me, he went round and told them he wanted the train set instead, so I got the guitar, he got the train set. But I sold the train set off a few years later just to get my own back.
Everly Brothers, When Will I Be Loved? Yep, that is on your radio right now. These are the choices of Francis Rossi from Status Quo in Tracks of My Travels. What do you know about the Everly Brothers, Mark Lloyd?
Right, well, the Everly Brothers, of course, you know, laid the foundations for a lot of music as we know it today. Back in the 1950s and 1960s, they've been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame. They were the brothers Phil and Don Everly. Not only that song, they did Kathy's Clown, and a tune that we played the other day when my granddaughter was born, Dream, 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 is one of their tunes as well.
Are they still alive?
One of them sadly died, that's Phil, but Don Everly is still around, and they played a lot of music with the family friend, a very famous guy called Chet Atkins, who was actually on that piece of music that we just heard, When Will I Be Loved? And as Francis said, he liked the lyrics on that one. You know, he felt sorry for the guy who was singing, When Will I Be Loved? When will I find the girl who's going to fall in love with me? It was a number 8 hit single, and that was in the summer of 1960, when that was blasting out across radios in the USA.
Am I right in thinking that back then, 50s and 60s, songs were a lot shorter? When did songs start to be like 6 minutes long?
Definitely,
there was a phase, wasn't there, of really long songs, and I thought that was back in the day, but a lot of the ones we're playing from the 60s today are actually 2 minutes long or less.
They are, yeah, most of it was, wasn't it? You know, even Beatles, the classic Beatles stuff is all 2.5-3 minutes long. I would say in the 1970s we started to get things like 10cc I'm Not In Love, which was about going on 5.5 minutes, and Music Was My First Love, John Miles, I think that was one of the longest at the time. MacArthur Park is another one, Richard Harris, that was 7.5 minutes. And, you know, another absolute classic, American Pie, which they released two versions of that. One was a radio-friendly one, which came out at about 4 minutes. And then there was the full one, which was kind of, I don't know, going on 8 minutes, I think.
Yeah, really long, wasn't it? Because they played the full version on another radio station I was listening to the other day, and I couldn't believe how long it was, actually, American Pie.
I know, it's a real piece. It's a work of art, actually. And I kind of like long songs. I like them going through stages and variations. You know?
Me too.
Yeah. Right then, Francis Rossi, Tracks of My Travels with the man himself from Status Quo. You've got one more choice, Francis. What's it going to be?
Jeff Lynne or ELO, Stepping Out, and probably one of the more recent versions that he did at Hyde Park a few years ago. If I have any heroes at all, it's probably Jeff Lynne. So Stepping Out. But other than that, anything of Jeff Lynne's.
I mean, are we talking ELO period of Jeff Lynne?
Well, I suppose we are Stepping Out, but as I said, recently he did Stepping Out about 2 years ago at Hyde Park, a live version, which he seems to think they original record. Maybe the ELO version, whatever. But as long as it's Stepping Out or Jeff Lynne, my hero.
Pack up all your things, we're gonna be leaving sooner than I thought. Take the things you bought, clouds are gathering. Say goodbye to all your friends, they're gonna be sorry. For a while that's how it goes, but then again, who knows about the rain. Said you sold me down the river. I thought I was a fool. Said the rain was falling. What did they know? Then I saw your face. Heard the song that you were singing. Though I thought I knew the words, the tune was quite absurd. I'm out of key. I'm gonna see the world like a rose.
Thank you, Francis Rossi. Three new songs for me today. I hadn't heard any of those before.
Yeah, and as you can hear in the background there, that was the live version performed in Hyde Park. It comes off an album called Out of the Blue by the Electric Light Orchestra. And Jeff Lynne, he wrote the entire album in 3.5 weeks, and he just hid himself away. He felt a burst of creativity coming on. He rented a chalet in the Swiss Alps and just hid himself away, and he wrote the entire album in 3.5 weeks. And, you know, quality of music like that is just unbelievable. So three amazing choices from Francis Rossi, MBE. And talking of his MBE, he told me a little bit about when he met the Queen.
We met the Queen a couple of three times on various occasions, but that was quite something else. I'm pretty sure I'm not a royalist per se. However, met those people and the woman a few times. What they do for this country is really rather good, what they generate and so on. And she works harder than anybody I know. We're supposed to be a hard-working band. She has more engagements a year than we do. She has more engagements than there are days in the year, and so do various other members of the family. So they are doing their thing. And I was at the time kind of honoured. Wow, we got this, you know. But I do feel that there are certain other people more more deserving. But then I think it was New Year's Day, a load of news people came around to do the, and I went in the studio and people were filming. And that's when I realised that people like myself and Rick and whomever, you raise the profile. So you get X amount of people, look at those two, we're kind of, what's going on? And other people go, oh, there's our boys, and that lovely. So it raises the profile of that honours system. Whereas if it was only the people like the milkman or the nurse from Leeds who really does deserve it probably wouldn't get the media attention. Wrongly, but it probably wouldn't.
I bet Francis Rossi is going to be watching the wedding on Saturday, do you reckon?
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't be surprised if he pops up and does a guitar solo in the church.
So great tunes there, yeah. Tracks of My Travels, from this man who created some great music himself. We'll have another great one next week, same time, same place.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.